Chafemet Beis, with great reluctance, we leave the sugya of Yehar Galyava. And we have the last piece of Gemara on the sugya of Shabbat Kedah Hanel, which is really the whole sugya started with the din of Shabbat Kedah Hanel, that there's no Yisrael Raisa, and have the deriving pleasure from Yisrael Hanel, Shabbat Kedah Hanel. However, there is an Yisrael Rabbanim. And this Gemara details the heker, which is Nogea Halacha L'Maisa, because what we said so far, Halacha L'Maisa is only a difference in the Tzaraisa Rabbana. You have the pleasure Shalaika Derech Hanar. So the Nafkanura comes from this story. Ma'ba Ravina Ashkechei, Ma'ba Ravashi Ashkechei L'Ravina, the Shayat Vol Lebrate Uguaki Da'arla. Rav Ravashi visited Ravina and he found that he was smearing oil on his daughter. How he recognized it was Arla, I don't know, but came from, Ravashi says Baiser, it came from unripened olives. They took out the oil and they smeared it on the daughter. Amalai, what are you doing? Ema damar abanam b'shach sarkana. If the child would be in Sakana, it would be mutter. How are you allowed to do this? Your child is not in Sakana, how are you allowed to use Arla? This is right. Amalei, so we have two versions of what he answered. First version is Amalei, Hai ishtetzimir tanami kishasakana danya. This fever that my daughter has is considered Sakana. So according to the first version, it's not a chiddush v'abacha. The chiddush is only that this type of sickness is considered sakon. But the ikhidi amri says a big chiddush. Amalei. Midi derech hanor kladidna. Am I doing it kederech hanor? This is not the normal way of having hanor because taking these olives before they're ripe. And being that shalai kederech hanor, so it's mutter. Not mutter, it's mutter for chayva sheish b'sakana. The chayva she'ein b'sakana. That's what we're saying now. The chayva is ein b'sakana. Chayva ein b'sakana means someone who's got a cold or somebody who's got who has an infection. So it's a chayva she'ein b'sakana. And it's mutter, the Gemara says, to have anah shalai k'derech anah. So this is Taira, Arla. But if you do it shalai k'derech anah, that's a drabana. And that drabana is mutter. Shalai Kederech Hanah, and this is the proof when we started the sugya of Shalai Kederech Hanah. I mentioned to you the machlokes if it's the Magen Mishnah says it's an Issa Deraisa Shalai Kederech Hanah. It's just like Chazi Shir, it doesn't get an Eidish, and the Ketzef Mishnah said no, it's an Issa Deraban. So the proof that it's only an Issa Deraban is this sugya. Taka Veresh Taka Kasha. If you hold Shalai Kederech Hanah as an Issa Deraisa, how could you learn Pshat in this Gemara? Why shouldn't be Mutter for Chayla Shem B'Sakana? That it's an Issa D'Araisa. I don't know how to answer that, but the Ikkar Halacha is that Shalai Kederech Hanah is a Drabana, and a Drabana is Mutter for Chayla Shem B'Sakana. So this Gemara, today we'll discuss two things. One is a nice tilpul in the side block. And after that, we'll go to the Halacha L'Maisa. The Stipler, in the Kisvei Kilas Yaakov, in his letters, did an ayin test. Quotes the Rambam. The Rambam, when he brings down this Gemara, that Shalai Kederech Hanah is Mutter for Chayla, he says, Kegayin, and he gives an example of a chametz to make a plaster on a wound out of chametz, that is mutter on Pesach, because it's Shalai Kederech Hanah, just like all those mutter. But the Rambam gives an example of Shalai Kederech Hanah for a chayla as chametz, which would mean that if somebody has a chayla who needs a chametz stick, a sock to be put on their skin, or any other type of Shalai Kederech Hanah, so the Rambam says it's mutter. Even if in Rabbi Blumenkranz's book it says that it's chametz. But the Rambam says that it's mutter for chayla she'ein lo takana. That's why she'esh takana. Because she'ein lo takana, chametz is mutter shalek et erech hanor. So why is that a big deal? It's pashut. Chametz is, this is the, chametz is shalek et erech hanor, and all are shalek et erech hanor. What should be the difference? Yeah, but shalek et erech hanor still only a drabbanan. So the Me'ili asks, so what are you talking about? Shalai Kedera Hanah, there's no Isra Hanah. That I agree. But Chametz has an Isra Ba'yimah Ba'yimah said. Even if you're not over the Isra Hanah Chametz, because it's Shalai Kedera. But Chametz has an Adariya Ba'yimah Ba'yimah said. You're not allowed to own Chametz. So when you have a Hechatimtsa, you're going to tell somebody, oh, you can ignore the medicine list. But the chayla, it's mutter. What do you mean? You know how to own this stuff. You can't own it. So how is it shayach the whole hector of shalai kedera chadar? You're going to take the chametz stick of medicine. But you know how to have chametz stick of medicine because you're either on bayi rabbi or yimatzei. And tell that tuba. Allah, I understand. Allah, you're allowed to own. The only problem is the way you have an offer from it. So Allah, I can understand. But Chametz? Chametz, you know what I own. So the Rambam is true. There's no Isra Hanah, I shall make a Derech Hanah. But what the Hechatim said is, it's Isra by Rav, I must say, you can't have the Chametz in the first place. Yes. The problem is that, because that Rabbi Matthew will apply it together against having a Noah Kederach Hanah. You now have a Noah Kederach Hanah, only Shalai Kederach. So the movie is by Rabbi Matthew as a Geder against, let's say, the normal benefit is to eat it. But if eating it, you want to put it out as a Tachbash. It's a form that's not Shalai Kederach Hanah. It would be a Chiddush. It would be, anyway, the Rambam is not the Chalit. The Rambam talks about taking normal Chitim, and chewing them and putting them on a wound.
If you
did that,
wasn't before Pesach, now
you'd
like...
But Bayi Rabbi Amas is not only before Pesach, the whole Pesach is the Bayi Rabbi Amas.
Yeah, but it's not
a Chametz
on Pesach.
Now, but for once, you're making a Chametz... But that moment that you're making it a Chametz, you have a Bayi Rabbi Amas. The ownership at that moment of the problem. So later the Sheikh has said, yeah, well, you didn't like the cash. Huh?
You don't have to own it.
How can you not own it? Okay, good. Let's see what he's saying is right. First disciple says, maybe you'll say to people, you mevatel the chametz, and then use it. He says, that's ridiculous. That's not a bittul. Bittul means I don't care about it. It's not important to me. You're using it to alleviate your pain or to remedy your illness. That's not bittul. You can't just say, I'm mevatel it, and then you're going to use it. That's not this one. That's just a word, but they don't mean anything. So the answer would be, like you're saying, the Ketzef Mishnah says that the Rambam would make sense if it's chametz of a guy, the guy's chametz, and he's not mastered, he lets the yid, the yid is friendly with him. So the yid takes some of his chametz, and he has a chayla, and he knows that he can make out of bread, he can make a refuah. He goes to the guy, uses the guy's chametz as a refuah to smear onto his skin, shalai kederach hanah.
And then he
in the medicine cabinet,
it's the
guy. That's the idea. You sell it all to a guy, and then on Pesach, if you need it, it's the guy's chametz. And being that it's the guy's chametz, so that's what the Stipler gets into. Stipler says, what? Is it Shayach? You have a Goy's Chametz, and the Goy says to you, here, take this alcohol. I have alcohol with your Chametz. If you use my alcohol, smear it on your skin. When you're smearing the alcohol on your skin, whose alcohol are you smearing? Is it the Goy's or is it the Yid's? The Shmir gives it yours? How would you understand?
The
guy tells you, And no, you Jews don't have chametz. And the alcohol is your chametz. Let's say the alcohol is chametz, I'll say this. Let's say the alcohol, what do you schnapps? He has a, what's the shmish, my schnapps on himself? So it's chametz. So the guy said, you can use my schnapps. So who owns that? Who owns that at the time that it's smeared on? Now, who owns it? What would you say?
And
it's not just the disciple ties it together, what Nachum has mentioned. His shaila is, if someone gives you something to use up, not if he gives you, he lends you his car, so it's still his car, but if he gives you something that you're going to consume, someone gives you a zakon to shmir, is that considered to be yours, or is it considered to be his? If it's, no, I don't own any alcohol. So I go over to my neighbor and he gives me his to use. At the time I'm using it, whose is it? How do you look at it? Whose is it? So the disciple brings a Makar Chayim, which is Nesivis, who said that this is a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos on Daf Chof Tes. Hopefully we'll get there. On Daf Chof Tes, the Gemara has a Hava Amina that Chametz on Pesach is Mutter. Mutter and what? So Rashi says Mutter Bachila. So why does it have a mina? The chametz on Pesach is only also to own, but it's Mutter Bachila. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara. So Tosfos there says, listen to the Rashi. Kasha. Yesher. How is it possible that chametz, you're not allowed to own it, and it's okay, and you're allowed to you're not allowed to own it, and you're allowed to eat it. How do you have echetim? The funny, you know, it's a funny thing in shul. If a phone goes off, everyone gets excited. If people are talking in shul, it doesn't bother people. You understand that? Yeah, you sure? I don't. I always wonder. The show, everyone, when the phone goes off, the guy's really talking to the guy next. So Rashi says that the Havamina of the Gemara is that you could have chametz, which is mutter to eat. Is this a bayi or bayi? I say, but it's mutter to eat. So it says, yeah, sure. How could it be? In Nathalai Hanachri, the guy gave it him to eat. Ha'u Shalai, it's his. In Gazalai Hanachri, the Tatan. In Gazalai Hanachri, Ha'u Chayabachri Yusuf. And you steal from the guy, you say back Laius, you said, that's also bayi or bayi mutter. It's not Shaya. Is this interesting, Kash? Do
you
understand that? What?
He's born to the guy,
even
though he won't.
No,
if he gives it to you, so we say it still belongs to the guy, and so it's not considered.
No, it's going to be given to you, how you shall learn it's a Jew.
How does it work for
the Russian? Well, how would you understand? If someone gives you something to eat, do you necessarily own it? What's the far? What's the pashas of far? Is it possible to have to use chametz on Pesach that's not yours? Huh?
So you can't go one of them,
no? No? Is it possible?
No.
A guy comes over to you and he says, I have my chametz, shmear it on your baby. So why can't, what's the kasha? Why can't I have a mind not to be kindish and use it? I have a mind not to be kind. The guy gave me permission. Just like the guy would give me permission to use his car, I would use it. If he gave me permission to use his pen, I would use it. So he gives me permission to use his chametz, I'll use it. Well, what's going on with Tosfos? Tosfos says it's e-action. If someone gives you something to eat, it's impossible that it's not yours. What?
Stop
getting used up. I use up yours, so why can't I use up your thing? But you can't give me a turn against my will. I'm using. I prefer to use your thing. If I want to use your thing, so why does it become mine? Why? I don't understand. Why is that contradictory? If you give me permission to eat your piece of bread, so why can't I eat your piece of bread? What? Should be claiming something against your will? Well, that's kind of, I don't want to be admired by what I want. Yeah, but I had a heck of a slick down my mouth. So we have to redefine ownership, is that what you're saying? It's a finish, right? It's a finish. You're right, it's a finish. Yes, sir. Better with a shinoi, but not if the person gives me permission to make the shinoi. Let's say I own a car, and I take it into the paint shop, I say, you know, I'm tired of this color, paint it a new color. The one who painted it made a shinoi, but it's still my car. Right? Still mine. So if a guy steals something, he's telling me with a shinoi. It's true. But I'm talking about a guy. I'm talking about someone who takes something willingly, and takes something willingly, to say willingly that the owner gives him permission. Is he miyayish to give her? Well, it's taish. If you give your friend the potato chip seed, you prefer not to get it back once he chooses. But you not own it? Your use of the potato is that he should eat it, no? You're giving him your potato chip seed. That's what I would think. But it seems that that's good for the machlokes. Rashi and the Ketzer Mishnah Taka holds that when you, that it's possible to not be kindness. It's possible for the guy to give you his oil, and you smear it, and it remains the guy. The Svara, I would understand it that way. Besides, we notice Pshat in Taisis. Taisis holds we have to redefine ownership. Anytime you have something, and you're going to consume it, you have the right to use it completely, to consume that thing, whether to eat it or to smear it, that is ownership. Bible says that's what Titus must hold. That having the right to consume it, that constitutes ownership. That's the definition of owning something. Owning something is having complete control with the permission of the previous owner, without permission certainly, it's not yours, but with the permission of the previous owner, you have complete control. That itself is ownership.
Why doesn't he have the right to give it to somebody else?
But who has the right? Maybe he does. For quite a bit, he does. So I'll get to that in a minute. But this is the machlokes now between Rashi and Taisus on Daf Chaf Tes. And the whole rabbi was telling you that. No, if the guy is machna, then there would be no question. If that das is kind of machna, there would be no question. The fact that chiddush is even if you don't have a das, it would be kind of machna. The fact that a guy gives you something to use totally, to control totally, that's good for das kinyan.
If you're machna something, you have to have das.
Well, if you define the das as the kinyan, no, then it's possible. That's rashishi. In Tarsus, we're going to define their ownership as the kinyan being the power to use it up totally, and that is the that good for kavanah kinyan. That's what comes out. It comes out of machlokes now. The Tosafot says, and the Rambam and the Ketzer Mishnah is kiddush. Lamaisa, can you go to a guy and tell him on Pesach, I have a child who is a chayla she'im by sakana, and he needs chavis. I'd like to use your medicine. If it's something you're going to consume, which most medicine is, whether it's a gel or a liquid or something you swallow, so it would come out that according to the Rambam and according to Rashi Shita, you'd be permitted to take the other person's chametz and have a mind of perish not to be kaina and use the shalekhada hana. See, not ever anything. By Rabbi, you must be in that idea, you didn't have a mind to be kaina. And
well, you have to go to the
grave
for it.
Where are you going to get the comments from? Okay, Hamid, I'll be saying that. You have to get permission from the guy. But it should be said. So, and the Yisr, Bayra, Bayra, Mati, Naraiva, and Yisr, Bayra, Naraiva, Kishalek, Derech, Hanar, so everything is good. Now, you couldn't take it to the medicine cabinet without the guy's permission, because then you're a Goslin, and a Goslin's Chayyab Achri Yisai. Had to replace it. What I do, I don't know how many, if it's done everywhere, we do, we sell the chametz, we tell the guy Beferish that if medicine is needed, that if people want to have his permission to use his medicine, which the guy not marked on. But without the deal, you know, just to take it without permission, that would give you a prize. We only mention medicine. We're going to say, you take a cookie. No, we mention medicine. No, it's enough. The haramas we do are enough, you know. But this comes out now. This comes out to be sadist to come out like this. Let's say you're at somebody's house and they serve you some food to eat, and you want to put some of the food in your pocket to take home. You're ashamed to ask him, so quietly you slip it into your pocket, and not something drippy, obviously. Right, so you go to a bar, somebody's house, and you want to take a pocket full of candies home. Are you allowed to do that? That's exactly. So l'chayla should be telling him this. If somebody gives you something to eat, are they makne to you? Is it yours? If it's yours, you can take it to someone else. Or is it still theirs? If it's still theirs, you have to have permission to take it. Now this is a what? You have to be invited.
That's permission,
I think it would depend on the nature of the symptom. You know, I think it would depend on the nature of the symptom. Some people come in on it. I think it would depend on the nature. Well, he said that was meant to everyone to take home. Okay, it's just some out of meaning that everyone takes home. You know, if you're a smorgasbord, you have no shyly, you take whatever you want. Because whatever's left over goes to the garbage can anyway. What?
Flowers
take home. Well, flowers not given to you to be consumed. You can't take them with furniture either. But, you know, it's a nice silver dish. You can put it with a silver dish and get flowers in. Yeah. At any rate, this is really a very controversial issue in halacha. And the Stipler alludes to a machlekes rishonim, brings a Rashba and Bava Metzia. The Rashba Sheet and Bava Metzia is that the guest, the Yareach, is not kaina, which would fit with the shita of Rashi and the Rambam. That the person who takes something to consume it is not kind. The Rishayim in the Dharam Daf Lamed Aleid also have a machlokes. Dinas Nogeya, if someone, listen, you're not going to like this, but I'll just say what it says. If someone makes a neder that Ruvein is not allowed to have anah from any of my food. Okay? Ruvein, if no one have any anah from any of my food, okay? And then I invite him to eat at my house. Is he permitted to eat? No, is the obvious answer. So the Rashba says there that it's awesome. The Rashba says it's awesome, but the Ran says it's mutter. Because when he takes the food, it becomes his food. The host only asks you to have enough from the host's food. But he's glad to eat his own food, and since when he gives it to him, it becomes his. So he asked him, the lashon is not hanah. The lashon is shall I take on the kikri? He's not allowed to eat from my bread, the kikri, from my kikar. So the Rashba says he can't give him bread to eat, and the Ran disagrees. He says no, he could give him, because once you give it him to eat, it becomes his.
I don't believe Kashan has in any other situation. He's not
going to feel it. It's a good cash. I said you're not going to like it. But Akoponim, if you say that over, this is the machlokes between the two shitas. Now the Stipler also has this piece in Bava Metzia I think it's Simen Mem Ches above Metziah. He has a very interesting application of this, which is brought in the Geag, Pesach is coming. The Gemara in Sukkah says that there's a hekish between the Esrig and Achilas Maaser. And just like an Esrig or a Luvin has to be Lachem, has to be yours, in order for you to be Yitzeh Esrig and Luvin, has to be Lachem. So too, the Maaser that you eat for the Kezayis, the first Kezayisim, of Achilas Maaser, they have to belong to you. That's what it says in the Gemara in Sukkah. In the Gemara in Sukkah. So the Sfasemeth on Sukkah says, 1 minute. If that's the case, what happens when you're a guest for the Seder at someone else's house? How are you Makayim Mitzvah Sachilas Matzah? If you bring along your own Matzah, so fine, Lachem. But if you don't bring along your own Matzah, how are you Makayim Achilas Matzah? You're eating the matzah of somebody else's matzah. Matzah has to be lachem.
I just always said that only the owner is matzah. If the owner is
matzah,
then it doesn't belong to the owner.
But
the owner is
not matzah. No, if the owner has to be matzah, it's one thing. But if the owner has no da'as to be matzah, and the receiver has no da'as to be kaina, so the sheet of Rambam and Rashi is, you're not kaina. You have to have da'as to be kaina. Without da'as, you're not kaina. So the question is, this one, if you go to the Seder, right? Some of you will be the first time by your father-in-law Siddharam this year. So you say to him, could you please be makin the chalitz to me? The matzah. Be makin the matzah. I'll say, whatever. It's a Pesach chumrah, no? You tell him to get a chumrah, the sasemeth, you know? So the sasemeth has a problem when you're a guest eating somebody else's matzah. So Bishlam, if he's a Talmud Chacham, and he knows he has to be makin to you, he's makin to you. But if he doesn't really have to be matzah to you, so what's going on? How are you? You're eating somebody else's matzah. What? Oh, so that's what the disciple says. The disciple says that according to what? So tell me something else. I think it's just a tarachim. The disciple says that you be totally in this machlokes. If you hold like Tosfos, then any time someone gives you something to consume, they are makna to you. Even though they're not da'as to be makna, you're not da'as to be kaina. But if it's given to you for you to consume, so you're given complete control over it, then you then it becomes your makna. Obviously this would be talking about Rashi and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it becomes yours. According to Rashi and the Rama, it doesn't become yours if you're telling that makna. What? A gozel, he doesn't give you permission. You should know Simitsa Babaveira anyway. You could have a Hatimsa. Ruben steals it and then he gives it to Shimon. Now you could have a Hatimsa where it's not a Mitsa Babaveira, it's a Yima Maya from Lachem. Excuse me? Now, lechem, you don't have the right to consume it. If you have the right to consume it, you're not kedani. Lechem, not like it. Right? So the question is, how do we pass? How do we pass in mahalacha in the shaila? Now it's very negaya. Very negaya mahalacha. So this shaila is brought down two places in Shulchan Aruch Beferish. What makes it interesting is there's two places in Shulchan Aruch Beferish, but they... The two materialistic things are opposites. One is Narachayim and one is in Ebenezer. In Ebenezer, in Hilchos Kiddushin, Simchot Ches Sif Yud Zayin, says that if you're a guest at someone's table and you take some of the food and you give it a Kiddushin to an Isha, she's Mekudeshes. So you're sitting at someone else's table, ate the other person's food, and gave you a steak to eat, you pick up the steak, and you turn to the girl next to you and you say, how do you have a Kodesh to leave the steak zoo? I don't know, the Sunday night without a photographer off now. But Shulchan Aruch says, Mekodesh! She takes it, it's a Kiddushin. So that's a raya, that the food that's given to a person as a guest is his. You can't even carry someone with someone else's thing. Let me tell you what you think. Hasna has a ring under the chuppah. We make sure that the ring belongs to the chasna. That's not nobody else's ring.
Never eats food.
What?
Never eats food.
Right. But it was given to him to eat. So what is given to him to eat? The shita of Rashi and the Rambam is that it becomes his. That it becomes his. I'm sorry, the shita of Tais is good, is that becomes his. So Tais knows it becomes his. So that seems to be the relationship of the Paschal. He seems to be easily in the Kaddish and he should live it. Even though it was no Das Nachna, no Das Kaina. But give it to him to consume, it becomes his, and he can give it to someone. That is the shita of Tais. However, in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, it's in the Kufayim Sif Yud Tes. And I'm reading it, just easier to bring up at Aruch Chayim from the Mishnah Berurah. Orachim ha-nichnasim etzel balabayis, guests who come into the house of the balabayis, einam rishoyim litol melefneyim, they have no right to take the food that's in front of them, v'litein l'gnoi oy la'avdai shal balabayis, and they have no reason to give it, they have no right to give it away as a gift, even to the balabayis' own son. They have no right to give it away. So according to this, they have no right to give it away. This seems to fit what? Well, it's his wife. I mean, it's his wife. There's another woman who's not yet his wife. It's only a question of even in the Kaddish. What? I'm afraid that she's the wife. But still, even if you're allowed to give it to her to eat, it doesn't become yours. It's in the Kaddish. Even if you say that you can give it to the other guests at the table, but it doesn't mean it's yours, the Kedushin still shouldn't be a Kedushin. If I can't give it away, so then I can't make an issue with it. So the question is, how do we resolve the stira? So Baruch Hashem, both the Targumug and Avraham ask the stira. Unfortunately, they have two opposite terutzim. The Targ says, it's Taka stira. And since the one here at Tzimuk Kofayin is brought down and is from a Gemara, so the Ikari is like Aruch Chaim, and the guest is not Kaila. That's the Taza Shita. Magen Avraham asks the same Stira, and he says, no, the Ikari is like it says in Eben Ezer, that a guest is Kaila. What about this Sif here in Shulchan Aruch? So he says that this sif was a specific takanas rachamim, it named Maisa Shahaya. The Gemara Chulin Daf Tzadik Dalet brings down Maisa Shahaya, a man that had three guests, Mishnas Betzayis during the Hunger Years, and all he had in his house were three eggs. So he gave each of his guests one egg, and the guest gave one of the eggs to the man's child. The man came in, he saw the child eating the egg. He didn't know it was given to him with permission. He got angry at his son, and he belted him, and the child died. So after that, the Chazal made a takana that should, you don't want to be mevayish the host, so you should be very careful not to give away, the food of the host. So the Magen Avraham says this is a specific takana. Really, the halacha is an ireach is kaina, a guest is kaina. They made it takana, you shouldn't give it to the child. But when you take it yourself, it's yours. It's yours. You can do whatever you want with it. But one thing, don't give it to the child of the host or to the debtor. So the Magen Avraham says the ikkar is that you are kaina, that you are kaina. Now we have a machlokes from Magen Avraham in the time. The Magen Avraham holds. You are kaina, which is like place of shita, and the Targ holds that you're not kaina, which is like the shita of the Rashi and the Rabbam. How do we paskin? How does the Mishnah Berurah paskin? So in the Mishnah Berurah, he brings down the language of the Magen Avraham. However. He brings down the lashon of the Magen Avraham. He says, according to the Magen Avraham, Kvat Kolo Lachol, for the Shtayr, if everyone ate that is left over, Mitzvah Litei, it's yours, you're allowed to give it. And then it says, the Sefer Shemin Rekeyach, Pekeh Pechol Zalah Achver, that the Sefer Shemin Rekeyach argues. So when I noticed, I was looking for the Sefer Shemin Rekeyach, I couldn't find it. So I don't know his reason. I see now these new Mishnah in the bottom, it says the typo should say Maiser Rekeyach. Different thing. Now the Kabbalah Mishnah brings down two sheikhs again. He says the Magen Avraham is Mekel, then it becomes yours. Avo, the Sefer, whatever, Chol Zalah Achver.
The only
thing is that you take it to eat. Well, it doesn't mean, well, you have the right to eat it now. It doesn't mean, once you leave the house, it's like, yeah, you're sitting at the table, everyone has enough to eat. Now there's no problem, you'll be mevayish the host. So now whatever you take is yours. So again, we have a problem with halacha. If other people didn't eat, well, you see, if you like to eat yourself, that's for sure. I think if you hope it's a karma, the issue is only to give it to the members of the household of the host. But otherwise, it's not a karma. But then, as long as there's a chance that there'll be a busha to the host, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we live in a very rich society, and in most cases, it's not a shy love of busha. What's Lamaisa? What? Right. Why does the Tat say the same parents? The, what? The Shulchan Aruch says, the Gloria Yatai, the members of the family. I think it's the same Kseda. The Kseda will get angry enough. It's not such bad that it's a Gemara, because it could be normally out the Umdana you could do it, and you have the right to rely on the Umdana. At any rate, the here's a map like this. There's a middle Shita which I think is very mistaven. It's the Maritz Shita. It's also Shlomo Kluga on the page in Eben Ezra, the Chokhmah Shlomo. And they have a middle Shita which I think is very mistaven. Question is it Lamaisa, because we're going to Roman Tower argue, but they make a chilek between food which is served to you, a portion which is served to you, it's on your plate, and food which is in the middle on a platter. Food which is in your plate, it's miyuchid for you, your kindness, it's yours. And it fits in well with the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer. There the Shulchan Aruch Lashon is that he took Mechelkai, and he was Mekadosh and Isha. He took Mechelkai, it says on his portion. That means a certain portion was served to him. So go around to the Chasna, that's your portion in your place. That's Takaveri Mustafa, that becomes yours. If you want to wrap it up and take home, you can wrap it up and you can take it home. There should be no problem. However, if it's something which is in the middle, it's in the serving plate, so you have a right to take it to eat it, but you don't have a right to take it home. So let's say you take it to eat from the middle plate, and then you decide, you know what, I got to take it home, so you can change your mind. But call the man, you didn't. It's not the yuchit for you, it's not food which is put into your plate, your chelek, it belongs still to the Baal HaBos. When you get it, it belongs to you. That would be a sort of a middle pshara that would answer the stira, the Shulchan Aruch. And the problem is, Magen Avraham times don't say the chilek, but being that the machlokes, and we find a middle shita, which I think is very mistaver, very olah l'das. So what would come out? If you go to a bar, you take some candy that you want to suck on. So once you take it into your hand, you want to eat it there, you can change your mind and put it into your pocket. But to take it in the first place and put it in your pocket to take out, that would be something that's awesome, unless there's an umdana that he doesn't mind.
You're allowed to take it for yourself if you want to, so you can take it yourself, have a mind for yourself, and then you take it out.
If you honestly have a mind to eat it there. I mean, I don't think they'd be very happy if everyone took things out. Although at a chasna, a shvogel board in Bristol, sort of minigives that everyone takes. At a wedding, it's a mitzvah to take things home. I'll buy everyone take things home. What? Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a chaylev. They bring eight pieces to the table, they're bringing each person a chaylev. By a wedding, I don't think it's a chaylev. I catered a beer, it's not a chaylev, it's an abla. All those are garbage, you think they save it? They save almost nothing. A good caterer gives fresh food for every affair, and they save almost nothing, and all the stuff goes away. It'll be a big mitzvah. Some people have a wedding this afternoon. Take along, get the smorgasbord from the aluminum pan. They have a party tonight at the... Oh, that stuff's gone to garbage. You know, especially with a kosher hotel, it's a pain in the neck. They have to bring back the cater, all the dirty plates. They can't use the dishwasher in the hotel. They have to get everything out. They have to pack it up. It's a hassle. The wedding is over at 12, 1 o'clock. Until they get out, it's a big job. And you pay for it. But the food, they're not kosher with the food, they take perfectly good food and they throw it away. It goes straight to the garbage bags full of food. Yeshiva food, they use the... They put some breadcrumbs on it. One day they call it chicken, the other day they call it meat. But anyway, it's a very interesting, the whole Sichsuk is a very interesting machlokes, and this is just scratching the surface. There's a whole other discussion, which is tied with also Thailand in this machlokes. There's a Shaila, which those of you who learned the Babas with me, he had it in Baba Kama, Baba Matsya, and Baba Basra. Baba Matsya had it in our days. There's a big machlokes achraidim, which in yeshiva terms is called Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Shaina Mayo. Shaila is, if a person, the case we had, when something is hefker out in the street, so whoever gets it first is kainet, right? So a person runs over to it, he wants to be kainet, there are dollar bills flying all over the place, right? Someone wants money, there are dollar bills, $100, flying all over. So it's free for all. Someone runs and he lays himself down, on a bunch of dollar bills. He wants to be kainet. He says, I'm kainet. It's laying on it. Then he gets up. He wants to pick it up. Someone else comes and swipes it first. So what's the deal? What's the shy one? So can you be kainet things by lying down on top of it? That's not just kinyan. You can't be kainet things by lying things down, by lying down on top of it. However, on a sidewalk, you can be kainet things with the kinyan of dalet ames. In the side, not on the street, but on the sidewalk, we have a right to stand. A person could be kind with Kenyan dollar amas. If he would have been an alamdin, he would have had a mind to be kind of anything within his dollar amas, with Kenyan dollar amas. But instead of having a mind Kenyan dollar amas, he had a mind Kenyan of lying down on top of it. So the shaila is, he did a Kenyan hamayil, he did a Kenyan which helps, but he had a das for a Kenyan she'ein hamayil. The Kenyan he had in mind was the wrong Kenyan. He had in mind a Kenyan Sheinu Mayo. He did a Kenyan Mayo. There was a Mogish Maka case in the Tshuva of Akiva Eger. Where it's a very funny Tshuva. It seems there was this one Nebuchadnezzar in town. You know, every town has its person of moderate intelligence who involves in the streets. So they played a trick on him. They said, you know, we have a girl who wants to marry you. He was all excited. So you know, we'll do a chuppah right now. So he went and they played a joke on him. They got this girl to be maskim and they made a chuppah and they made a kedushin. And they used a ring, like if you would imagine a flip top from a can of soda. They used a ring from the top of a chavish al yayin. And the kaddish with the ring. The ring was not worth the shavu kruta. There's no problem. Right? No problem. The ring wasn't worth a shavakut. So the Kivega said, well, minute. This is a case of Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Sheinu Mayo. Why? Because there's a mandiyama in the Gemara. Everyone knows the Isha Niknis Bekes Peshtav Abiyah. But there's a mandiyama in the Gemara that says Bechuppah also. That a Chuppah is a Kinyan Kedusha. And the Chachilah were Chayshish for that Shita. So the Kivega said, not so Pashit. They were under a Chuppah. He had a mind for a Kinyan She'ena Mayol, the ring which was not worth a pruta, but he did it under a chuppah, which is a Kinyan Mayol. So,
once he's
that's the question. Once he shows her, he has a mind for a Kinyan She'ena Shaina Ma'ala, the way Kina Ma'ala, the same Shaila we had at the beginning of Kiddushin. If you Makad Shanisha with a star, the star has a psul in it, the name is the wrong name. But the paper is what the puta. So you have in mind Kinyan Shtar, and you're actually doing Kinyan Kesef. So what's the Shaila? The whole Shaila is, does it matter that you have in mind the specific Kinyan? Solid. If you learn that Kinyan is a specific Kinyan, then the guest is not kindness. You didn't have in mind to be kindness. You have a specific Kinyan in mind. And the same thing, Kinyan Mayo, Kinyan Shaila, no, it doesn't work. You didn't have in mind a specific Kinyan. If you learn, like the cyclist learning Pshat into Titus, then no, Kenyan just means that you have in mind, I want to have this under my control. It doesn't matter if you have in mind the right way of getting it, it just matters that you want to control it from now on. So the fellow who lies down on the bills, he has in mind that he wants to control it from now on. So then that would be enough of the Kenyan. So this whole it's a topic. It wasn't one shift. A few shiurim are loving to see it. Yeah, Baba Kamba and see it. But Basra, I think in condition certainly. All these shiurim from the staff that comes up. It's always Rebbe Kiva. I guess it's like his favorite, but his topic. This topic I want to say. This is totally again in this whole discussion. What do we do in Shtar? Right? Well, we have Chuppah and the ring. Where? And it's case that they had in mind to do with the Kinyan Kedushin. He said, "Hari Abba Kedusha Sliba Tabazu." He had in mind Kinyan Kedushin. And he was, without knowing it, he was doing Kinyan Chuppah too. So the question is, that's enough. Wow. Well, that's the question of joking around is a heifer. The question of joking around is a surah, but it's not a heifer in itself. So, this is all totally in this Shaila, which we'll have again on Daf Kotes. Hopefully we'll get there before Pesach. And all of this is totally in your master, when you're going to eat master of Leil Pesach. A lot of people anyway, for the first desire, bring their own master because they want to have master that they, those who are able to go to take master, they want to be kind of mister with their own master. But this is a beautiful cycle. The cycle is in three places. It's in this piece, above Mitzvah and Ches. In a third place, if you look in the Kisvei Shai, to a third place where he discusses all the Shailas, how they're intertwined. That's the Kaya for the Stifler. It's a beautiful Stifler, because the Stifler had a belt cook on Topol. He took a piece and he tied it in to so many different Shailas, which makes it always just a beautiful sickle type.
Why does a person have to like always ask the Balabas what his ask is? Even though we have a father, we assume like this, but...
Why does the Balabas just ask? I have to ask my Balabas. If I live at someone's house, I know. His ask is to give it to me to eat. He's not thinking about Kinyan. I know that. So now the question is defined as, is that to give it to me to eat? Is that... That's a halakha shayla, it's not if the Baal Bas. If the Baal Bas says, I have a mind to be makna, there's no shayla. And if you buy a bar, and he says, take things with you, if you come to the end of the bar, there's no shayla, they're looking to give out as much as they can. But the question is, we know it's that, to give it to me to eat. How do you define that in halakha? How does halakha look at that?
And that's the shayla. That's the same thing with the Vedas. If somebody loses something, you say, does he realize right now already that he wants it?
We should have you when you die.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, but here, see, again, it's different. You're right. Das to be Nakna is like Yish when you die. If I would ask him, he would have a mind to be Nakna. So that's not today's Shaila. Today's Shaila is, he does have a Das to give it to me to consume. That Das, giving it to me to consume, is that a Hakra or is it not a Hakra? That's what all this is telling you.
Even if it's the company,
but I know he gave it to me to eat. So this is the Shaila, and okay. So I said half the share wants to be used on this, and the other half on the halacha. If I do an equal time for the halacha, it'll be a tumincha, which wouldn't be a bad thing. Tomorrow, I do plan to finish the yamim, simply because you can't even start talking about the next sugya, so you're going up to kafar b'mer aleph. So, at the beginning of Shira, I'll just try to give a brief maskana to the sugya of Shemaita Darachan Ra as it applies to medicines. But then we're going to get into that sugya, so I guess we'll learn as much Gemara tomorrow as all of last week. So please put in the proper preparation. Okay.